NBC's Parenthood, one of broadcast TV's last family dramas, airs its final episode tonight after six seasons. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans says Parenthood gets the finale it deserves, mining laughter and tears from the small moments that bind a big, noisy family.
It happens at least once every episode. A scene in Parenthood comes along that's carefully crafted to make you cry. Like this moment, when devoted parents Adam and Christina Braverman, played by Peter Krause and Monica Potter, try to console their autistic son Max after a school camping trip goes bad. Max is played by Max Burkholder.
Why do all the other kids hate me?
They don't hate you. I promise.
Trevor peed in my canteen.
I'm gonna kill him.
Asperger's is supposed to make me smart. But if I'm smart, then why don't I get why they're laughing at me?
I remember when I was deciding whether to include the story about autism.
That's Jason Kadams, the executive producer of Parenthood.
I thought, well, is this going to be something that people are going to see and be like, well, this has nothing to do with me, you know, and just, I think the opposite happened, first of all. I think like that was the story that in the beginning of the show really grabbed people.
Kadams, who also created TV adaptations of the films Friday Night Lights and About a Boy, has a child with Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism. He says using storylines crafted from his own family's experience helped distinguish NBC's Parenthood from the 1989 film it's based on, and also helps amp up the emotion.
It leans into the idea that you might not be autistic or have a child with autism or know somebody like that, but everybody's got something, and it's about the curveballs that are sort of thrown at you in life.
Like the movie, NBC's Parenthood centers on an extended family called the Bravermans, featuring an older couple, their four adult children, and their families. It's one of the last broadcast dramas where the plot centers solely on the family. Other shows, like CBS's Blue Bloods, mix family drama with cops and crime stories. Fox's Empire mixes family drama with music. The curveballs they've overcome on Parenthood include Christina Braverman's breast cancer, which led to a fight when her husband Adam brought a wig to cover her hair loss.
Obviously, you want to cover me up, so this is more for you than it is
for
me.
No, it is. It actually is. I think you look beautiful. I thought this was something that you wanted.
Please
admit
to me that you hate that I look sick. A porta-cath in my chest, I have bruises all over my body and scars. My head is bald.
I know you do. And you're beautiful to me.
Hey, stop it.
Honey, I'm not the enemy here, okay? I got this for you.
Just like, you got it for me or for you?
Monica Potter, who earned a Golden Globe nomination playing Christina, said programs exploring the bittersweet moments in families have a long tradition in TV.
I sort of relate to the shows of yesteryear, Eight is Enough, and Family, and The Waltons. We don't have that so much anymore.
But Parenthood has struggled in the ratings every year, prompting NBC to cancel the show after a shortened run this season. NBC Entertainment chair Bob Greenblatt gave a simple explanation to reporters at a recent press conference.
If it's something that is just slice of life, or, you know, it's just hard to get attention from people who have a million choices.
Executive producer Jason Kadams said he often wrote the end of previous Parenthood seasons so they could wrap up the series if NBC decided to cancel it without warning.
We came very close to the show ending last year without us knowing it was going to be the end. So the great thing about this season is we knew that it was going to be the final season. We were able to sort of drive toward an ending and give the audience a great ending to the show.
Parenthood's ending has centered on the fate of patriarch Zeke Braverman, played by Craig T. Nelson, who has struggled with heart problems. Potter won't dish on his fate, but she says a definitive ending isn't really Parenthood's style.
If you really think about it, we just sort of caught up with them as they were living life. And we went on this journey with them. And at the very end, you know they're going to continue on.
It's not quite the Sopranos cut to black conclusion, but something close. It's also a fitting end for Parenthood, a show which always insisted great families will endure, and the small moments between family members can provide the grandest drama around. I'm Eric Deggans.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always.